Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode we're going to be talking about the best front-end prototyping tool. Now, more than likely you've heard about this before. It's CodePen. So this is found at codepen.io. It was created by Chris Coyer. You'd know Chris from CSS Tricks and Shop Talk Show. Also, we've got Tim Sabbat and Alex Vasquez, and they created this awesome service that's free, and there's also paid tiers with some nice options, but I'll run through that. It's a really good prototyping tool. Now, from their about page, I'll just run down with their little spiel here. So CodePen is a playground for the front end side of the web. It's all about inspiration, education, and sharing, and it really is. You can actually just go straight to codepen.io and you'll see a bunch of these awesome front-end examples, experiments, and things like that that people have created. And they also go on to say, need to build a reduced test case to demonstrate and figure out a bug. CodePen is great for that. Want to show off your latest creation and get feedback from your peers? CodePen is great for that as well. Want to find examples of a particular design pattern for your project? CodePen is great for that. I'd probably note on this kind of stuff in terms of getting feedback and figuring out bugs as well as finding design patterns. It's really handy. It makes a huge difference. If I need to check out a quick pattern of like how I'm going to do a toggle or something like that, it's good to see how someone does that, or if you want to find out how other people are doing some more advanced animations with CSS. This is a really great resource. That's where the education, the inspiration, and the general sharing comes from. And the feedback is really handy too. If you want to knock out a quick little, say you're working on a project and you want to not commit something into the project, but you just want to show off something that you could possibly do, it's a great way to kind of knock that out and get people's feedback within your team. And then they have CodePen Pro, which takes things further with features like Collab Mode, which allows you to pair program in real time, and this works quite well, and Professor Mode, which basically allows a group of students or fellow peers, it doesn't have to be students, to follow you as you teach code and chat with each other, so you get a live chat and stuff like that. There's also, I'll probably add to that, there's like a live mode and stuff like that where you can... it's kind of like they've got different modes. So you've got ones like, say, if you're presenting at a conference, or like a more reduced view where it's just like the editing options, no Chrome and the actual HTML page there. So there's some really nice things that you get from it, which is great for demoing either to a client or to friends or maybe stakeholders or something like that. So in summary, it's essentially kind of like Pastebin / JSBin crossed with GitHub and more, because you can fork any kind of pens. You can see a pen, you want to create your own version of it, you can fork that. You can create only public ones, you can create private pens. Now, I cannot remember, I did not check how many private pens you get for free. I don't know if you do or if you just get a small set. But if you pay, start off with one of the paid plans, you get unlimited private pens, so no one else can see that. You can favorite or love pens, and you can comment on those. And I'll touch back on these free and paid plans. So they've got a bunch of plans, and they start from $9 a month. So there's a free tier, obviously. Then there's also the paid tiers. So $9 a month will get you the pro features. There's more as you go up in the plans, but generally I think most people would take the $9 plan. That's what I'm on. That gives you unlimited private pens, live view, asset hosting, so you can upload your own assets. You've got collab mode, you've got professor mode, you can have custom CSS on your profile to give your profile a little bit more of a spruce up there, because some people do use these profiles as kind of a way to assist their, say if they're going for a job, so kind of assist their resume there. You have a blog. I personally don't use that. I'm not too sure how many people use it. It can be handy if you want to have your own little blog. You can create your as many embed themes with custom CSS that you like. So that's basically you can put CodePens, this nice little snippet you can put on your site. You probably would have seen them everywhere if you look at a lot of sites like CSS Tricks, SitePoint. There's a lot of blogs now using CodePen to whack in an example there. And further to that, you can then send to phone messages. I'm not too sure how that works. To to be completely honest. I haven't actually used it. And there's some more as your plans go up. I think the next plan, I think, is $40 a month, and you get access to CSS Tricks Lodge and a bunch of things like that. So the other thing is that Copen has its own blog, and it's filled with heaps of awesome, juicy articles, so lots of info there. Then there's also Copen Radio, and that actually is a podcast that they release. It's usually with three of the founders there, and Chris kind of leads it. I'm sure if you like Shop Talk Show or you listen to any CSS Trick stuff, you'll absolutely love Copen Radio. It's great content in general for development, as well as running a startup or a SaaS product. They talk about things like security, how they fixed a certain problem, what they're doing in terms of their running their servers and stuff like that. There's some really, really great articles, how they're handling support, billing, and things like that. That's very, very transparent, and you'll get a lot of information out of these fairly short episodes, so it's really nice. So getting back to the whole prototyping tool, it really is fantastic if you want to build a prototype of something. So you just bring in the minimal amount of HTML that you want to write, and then you can add CSS and then JavaScript. Now, you're thinking, okay, cool, well, other systems can do this as well, but you have the option to run pre-compilers. So that's across JavaScript, CSS, and HTML. So if you want to write in Jade, you can write in Jade. They've got a bunch of others in CSS. You can switch to Less, Sass, SCSS, Stylus, a whole bunch of them. I think you can even do Post-CSS now. JavaScript, you can do jQuery. You can do you do all your jQuery. You can do every single little version. Like if you want to pull in React and have React in there, if you want to pull in other libraries like Bootstrap or Foundation, you can pull all those in. They've got options there for that. If you want to be running some kind of pre-processor, you can select that as well. So they've got like LaTeX and things like that as well in there. There's a whole bunch of stuff. It's really fully fledged. But the thing is, the interface is also very customizable, so you can move the panels of these editing panels around, close and collapse some. So if you want them on the bottom, on the side, and that's really nice. But where I find it, if you just go for the paid plan, the $9 a month, doing the demoing really is massive. So if you want to give a presentation, you can open it, you put in basically like the presentation mode. You can click one button and there's like a short URL that comes up and really large on the screen. So people can go to that short URL and see what you're actually demoing. And that updates in real time, which is pretty awesome. So you can start typing some stuff on the screen. The page will, if you update HTML, it will refresh that little iframe that they have with your HTML output. Or if you do a CSS change, it will inject those styles, and people will see that happening in real time, which is fantastic for demoing. And it feels a bit more real. If someone can get something on their own screen and be seeing it happening there, it makes a huge difference. And just generally, if you want to knock something out, I find I use this quite a lot. If I want to try something out, like, okay, I want to work out how I'm going to do this progress bar, I can go up there and fiddle around with that. Or maybe I want to create a React component. And instead of having to worry about all the craft and all the stuff that I'm getting in my own project, I can just knock it out in CodePen as a private pen and fill around there. There's no distractions of other code or anything, other implementations or anything I have to worry about there. I can just do the minimal amount that I need. Then I can also get it reviewed or show it to another team member or a peer or something like that, get their feedback, thoughts, anything like that. The other really big one I would say is it kind of, if you use it as a prototyping tool, it'll allow you to create CSS and separating your code in kind of like little modules so you can reuse them everywhere. So if you kind of get in that mindset where it can be transplanted or moved anywhere, that makes a huge difference in your code, because now you're just working on one tiny little component, which kind of goes to the React philosophy. I kind of like this philosophy where you're just working on one little thing at a time, and it's kind of like the Unix philosophy as well. But essentially, yeah, you work on that tiny little component and you can save that and put it into your project, and later on you might go, oh, I remember that thing I did. You can just go to your pen and grab, the HTML you need, the minimal boilerplate, the CSS and the JavaScript you need that, whack it in your project and off you go. So it's a great way to prototype, even build like a component library. There's a lot of great things there. So this is why I think it's the best prototyping tool. One, it allows you to quickly knock something out very easily and very quickly. You don't even have to save your pen. You can just start typing and filling around and it will do its thing. Two, you can collaborate with others. So you can actually collaborate in real time. It's quite nice. Three, it kind of acts like a showcase for what you can do if you use the public pens. And using your profile there can kind of give you a little bit more edge in front of anyone else. And now four, I think I was up to four, allowing you to do presentations a lot nicer. It's really, really good. And I'd go on with the last one being that you'll get a lot from it. It's a great reference and education resource in itself. So I really recommend trying this out as a front-end prototyping tool, because you probably will notice too, I'll add this in, is that a lot of people are going to the browser quicker. So they'll essentially sketch out a mock-up on paper. At least this is what I'm tending to do, and skipping Sketch or Photoshop or Illustrator, whatever you want to use. I skip that and just go straight into CodePen and start fleshing it out in there and just seeing what comes of it. And it seems to be a lot quicker and a lot nicer because I'm getting it straight into the browser. So it's gone from paper to browser where I can play around and see what it's going to be like actually with real HTML and CSS, not something in Photoshop or Sketch that I've kind of perfectly mapped out and spend all this time on. I can actually get it in there and see how it's going, play around and see what the actual interactions are like instead of being a static mock-up. But anyway, I'd love to know your thoughts. If you've used CodePen before, if you've never used it before, this is the first time hearing about it, what you think about it, if you go and use it, how you're actually using it. I'd love to know how people are using CodePen. Seems to be a lot of varied ways how people are actually using it. So I'd love to know that. Anyway, please leave a tweet at Coder Catchup or leave a comment on codercatchup.com. And if you do have some time, please subscribe in iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. And if you do have some time to leave a rating and a review in iTunes, I'd really appreciate that. It really helps the show get out to a lot more people and give us a broader audience. I really hope you're enjoying the show. So far, I've been getting a lot of positive feedback. It just keeps coming back more and more positive, and the subscribers are growing. So I really do appreciate that, especially to everyone who subscribes and regularly leaves me info and content and things like that. I really do appreciate it. Anyway, that's it from me. I'll catch you the next episode.